We're going to start with the pledge.
Yeah.
It's 7:02 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Liberty.
Liberty, justice.
We have roll call.
That much better when we're all together.
Roll call. Andy Cota.
Here.
Bev Moran.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
James Butler. Bruce Sill. Is Bruce ever going to get a new computer? John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Frascino.
Here.
Now that Janine's iPhone, is that Mr. Butler? Because if you are, you're still muted.
Did you say Janine?
It says Janine's iPhone on the display.
Oh, you know what that might be? That might be Netto, right?
That's Janine that's Janine Netto from the public.
Yeah, Janine Netto.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, this is Dennis. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Yep.
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry.
We got a quorum. We can get moving.
Okay. Do we have any additions, deletions, or changes to the agenda? Do we have any changes? Anybody have any changes to the agenda? If
nope.
Not, then we can go on to the acceptance of the minutes of August 10th, 2020. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes of August 10th, 2020?
Yes.
Yep.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as presented.
You second
it? I'll second it.
Okay, did you get that, Karen?
Yes, I did.
Ronnie followed up with John Bittman. Okay, I guess we're already down to the, did everybody say yay? Were they all accepted? I didn't get everybody.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to the public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes, my name is Tom Lionetti, 79 Sunset Drive in Derby. I want to just speak about the new business, I guess, the signature, the signage that you're going to put up at the park. Can we ask the question now, like what that sign is going to say? Is it going to give like specific hours where the public people can't go up there and walk? That's what I'm trying to ask.
You guys want me to chip in for that?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay. It doesn't indicate specific hours. It indicates when a certain activity is going on. And what that would be school sports and also during the day when they come down from the school for, I don't know, phys ed and maybe some other things that they do. And, you know, basically, you know, the thought is that our facility is now a classroom. And, you know, the thought is that the public doesn't get into classrooms. So basically the signs are requesting that during these periods of time, which could change every day. And, you know, I've stated before, this is going to be a very difficult thing to do without question. We're not going to have a handle on the exact times of some of these things. You know, we can get a schedule from the athletic director and know when they're practicing, know when they're playing. That's not so hard. But knowing when they're coming down from the school, I don't know. I don't know how we've never been notified of that. Maybe we could. I'm not sure. But in any event, there certainly is an awful lot of people that are up there during the day that are utilizing that facility that are not going to be too happy if they make an effort to come up there and they want to walk the track, and they find out that they can't. That's what the science, you know, I'm not verbatim. I can't recite them to you, but in a nutshell, they say that we expect to close the facility when those things that I mentioned is going on.
All right, Demo, I understand, but I think you better watch out with that sign. And I'm all in favor, I think, anything, sport events or anything that the school should have number one priority. But when it comes to a daily thing, like Monday morning to Friday morning, we have a lot of seniors that walk that track. And just because some teacher comes down with six kids, I mean, why can't the seniors walk the track? I mean, if they were having a scheduled track meet or baseball or football game organized, I could fully understand you can't have somebody walking around the track. But what's going on now, they should be able to walk it at their own convenient hours. Thank you.
Well, yeah, and just to pile on that a little bit, we don't know how we would even tell people that they can't walk, okay? I don't think the teacher is going to do it. You know, we're not there all day. Maybe someone expect me to do that if I'm there, but I don't think Tommy or Jose, that would be, what you guys should be doing, you know, as you know, the custodials, personnel for the building, you know, I don't think so.
Where would
There's
that
no
be their
else.
Responsibility?
No, it would not be. It would not be and should not be. It should not be. I mean, you know, listen, these guys get involved with people once in a while because they're up there. And that's just normal. But this is going to be different. And I don't know how we would enforce it so far. Okay. I mean, we're going to have to get pretty creative some way to if we wanted to do that. And I think with our commission, you guys are, you know, you're the starters of this, and your opinion should be passed on to the aldermen, and who knows where this goes. But that's
the
gist of it.
Who actually authorized this signage?
I'm going to say Dr. Conway. I think so. I mean, I picked those signs up at his office, okay. I was kind of aware of the request, but you know, like I'm saying, you know, there's a you know, pretty good hesitance about this, being, you know, what we're actually doing, and what it causes, and the difficulty of it.
The signage are supposed to be that when they have a class in session, that nobody from the public can utilize the field. Is that supposed to be the premise behind this?
That's a fraction of it. The other part is when the school sports are practicing or playing,
and
practicing. Which is like a 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock situation, or it could be, and maybe
I don't
even
think
further.
We ever had that, did we?
No,
practice. I'm not talking about game time. I'm talking about practice. And when they're practicing, there's a lot of people walking around that field.
Right, and these signs are requesting that no more.
And Derek.
Basically, you know, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., give or take.
Yeah.
So the Board of Aldermen didn't really act on this, and neither have we. Is that what they just want it this way?
Board of Aldermen is looking for a recommendation from our committee. It hasn't gone to our
committee.
It came last month, but we didn't have a forum.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, so even though the signage is complete, I just want to get this straight so we all understand. Even though the signage is complete, there's been no real authorization for those to be utilized at the field until it's approved through this board with the recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. Is that correct, Ron?
Right, right, yep.
Okay, so we have not seen the details of this signage, which would be the most appropriate way to go. And then we should probably get that on an agenda, get it done so that everybody understands, so that there won't be questions like Tommy's asking right now. Because the public's going to say, "Hey, this is a problem." If they're used to using that place in the evening time, I've done it myself. I never thought anything about the fact that there's other people up there practicing. So.
Yeah, right. Well, because we've never done that. We've never disqualified anybody from doing what they want up there during some of these times that we're going after here. And the signs aren't much. Maybe I should have taken a picture of them and shown you. I wouldn't get too excited about them because there's not a whole lot there. Just saying that when this stuff's going on, you know, basically, you know, we don't want you to come in. And not in those words, but better, you know, decent words, but still the same thing.
Yeah. Now, is this based upon all the COVID stuff going on? Is that what this is about?
No. I don't think so.
No. So in other words, we have regulations for the field and they want to make additional regulations, and they wanted us to make a recommendation to go before the board with that recommendation. I suspect that most of our committee is unaware of what that kind of challenge would entail until we take a close look at it.
Well, not right. only that,
unless I'm mistaken, somebody yeah. correct me.
Not only that, though, basically the schools never use them most of the time for phys ed or for any type of classes, you know, so this is kind of coming out of left field.
Right. Well, we'll get into
it. Yeah, it is.
We're still in public.
Huh?
We're still in public portion. We need to discuss that one.
Yeah, we take that out. Well, the thing was, because Tommy brought it up, I wanted to ask that question because I was a little confused. But now that I think we basically understand, then we could put that on the next agenda. Would that not be appropriate?
Well, it's here tonight.
It's there tonight.
Where?
Do it
where
while we got under? Everybody.
It's D under other business.
Under new
other business.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
So we'll discuss.
Okay, we'll take it back up there then.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
There might be more public though.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. You're right. I see it now. My printer was not working all that well, so. Okay. All right. We'll take it up under that one. So let's go on with the public portion then. Is there anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public that would like to speak?
Well, Janine Netto, 141 Park Avenue. Seeing as this is on your agenda tonight, I would just from the public like to say, we've created these amazing fields, and to hear now that we would even consider to shut them while kids are practicing, I think would be doing a disservice to the entire community. I have watched these fields just slip away from the kids in our community more and more with the restrictions. So I just hope that we would look at it and not restrict use during practices. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public? Okay, before we go on to the next thing, which is, is there correspondence? Anybody have any correspondence for the committee? Dennis, you have no correspondence?
Well, no, I don't. I do have something that I'm putting together, and it's very fresh to me. So I don't have it ready for now. I'm going to tell you about it, but then I'm going to share correspondence in the near future because it's something that you know I want everybody to see. So that's that. So, I mean, I didn't have time with how hard things are to do right now to get this copied, emailed, and all that stuff. I just got it today. So,
yeah, I got a question for you. We had a Zoom meeting today, as Mark can attest to, that we were about the COVID. You do know that the City Hall has a couple of cases, right? Is everybody aware of that?
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyways, there are two active cases right now, And they did re-clean the city hall. They cleaned the city hall, and they're ready to go. But of course, because there's other people that will not be able to work during that period of time, there'll be some changes there. So I just wanted to bring that up in case anybody that's on this committee, including you, Dennis, have you been to the city hall? You might want to get a little background on to what's happened in the last few days for your own purposes. I don't know.
Thanks,
last time you were in the city hall, or if you were in the Zoom meeting today, but you might, if you have not, and you've been at the city hall within the last week, I think you may want to touch base with Drew. So I don't know who
will
else
do.
Might have
will
been
do.
There. Okay, well, you're aware that there's something going on, right?
Yeah, sure. I didn't know too. I knew one. And I was there within the last week. So, not really hanging around much, but yes. So, thank you.
I think here's what I think they said. I think they said, well, within 48 hours of the people actually showing symptoms, that if you were in contact with them without a mask for several minutes, that you may want to get a test. Or if you were with them for a good period of time, until you get your test, you might not want to be in the public place. So I wasn't sure if anybody from this committee was in the building, because I know sometimes I see you there, and I know sometimes you have business with these particular individuals. So you just keep in mind, you can check with Mark, you can check with Drew tomorrow to find out if there's anything you need to do. I was there last week, but I believe I was not near either of the two people. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching now. But Mark, if I'm not mistaken, the city hall is pretty much open other than the people that were in and near the people that have the COVID. Is that correct? Okay. Yeah, he must be doing something else. Anyways, I just want to tell anybody that was there so that they can at least touch base with somebody tomorrow. So we can move on now to the director's report.
I'm sorry, real quick, Chief Cota, I don't mean to speak out of line. It's Janine Netto. So if there was correspondence that was submitted, that's why I'm here. That does not have to be read tonight. That can be held to your next meeting.
We're going to brief back on that. Because we're unable to get prep time, the committee will be briefed, and there will be copies that will be distributed to them. Probably not tonight, but we'll try to get it out. Probably via email as soon as we can. But Dennis, we'll cover that in a few minutes.
Yeah. Listen, I have them. I mean, one of them just take me probably 10 minutes to read to you. But, again, I was going to share it. I also am in belief that, I think Janine knows this. I don't see anything changing for the Parks and Rec Department in the very near future, based on this stuff. It's just, am I making sense with that? It's not something that has to be acted on by our commission. It's informative right now, okay? And that's it. I mean, we'll get into it, I guess. And we're starting the director's report. If Janine wants to listen, I'll start with it.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, well, so, we had a rental at Payton Park. The rental was the Boys of Summer program that have been in our city for three years, I think. Somebody we all know and have had a relationship with in the past, and that have been approached by them in the past at our commissions. John Netto, Janine's husband, is their spokesperson. He's affiliated with the program. He's kind of like the liaison with the city of Derby and me. We've had a relationship over 3 years. They've made an application for a rental one night at Payton Park was originally for October 7th. That day we had high wind forecasted and threatening weather. They postponed for one week. In their application, they have a not-for-profit ID number, okay? Myself, Andy a little bit, and Ed Arnault talked about their application. Specifically, myself and Ed Arnault talked about the ID number. This is the first rental application that we've had, okay, where we had a money involved. So, you know, we did talk about that ID number, and, you know, we decided to just leave it alone. They were going to be charged $250 for that, the one evening, that they were going to be on the field. We were okay with that. So in the meantime, we did postpone for a week, and apparently someone, did research that ID number. And that person, according to an email I got, reached out to one of our city aldermen and reported to that alderman that that ID number was no longer active. And later to find out that it was discontinued this past June, a few months ago. So I reached out to Mr. Netto to inform him that, you know, this had occurred, and that, you know, I basically said, hey, you know, can you guys straighten this out? Because, you know, I don't know what it takes to have one of those numbers. Maybe it's just a phone call. So you're hoping for a quick remedy to that matter. That didn't happen. Mr. Netto has sent me a detailed email that you're all going to see. Indicating that, you know, in a nutshell, you know, there's disappointment there. You know, we were discussing with the boys of summer. I think everybody knows they were kind of like, they had first dibs as a private baseball program to get on Payton Field. I mean, they were, in my opinion, they were number one candidates, to become partners with us. They're disappointed, that this occurrence happened, upset enough to where, they've discontinued our relationship for next year. We were going to be, hopefully getting together in the spring. And they nullified that, for next spring, for now, they are upset that, you know, someone looked into it and informed us of it, which caused some interruption here with us and that. That's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, I could get into more detail. Any questions as to, you know, what I just said? That's so just a quick.
Didn't know how quick this could be remedied. After discussions with John,
It was found out that it could not quickly be remedied. Are you talking about the number?
Yeah.
No. The number. If I read portions of the email, you know, there's some kinds of things. John is indicating that the program went through some challenging times themselves. With the pandemic and trying to operate their program differently than they've ever done, okay? And based on that, they're indicating that slipped through the cracks, you know, because of all the attention they were paying to other matters. That's what they're saying. So the remedy is no, it's not a quick fix to make it, you know.
You want me to move those more? You want me to just move them out of the way?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? We still in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, Ron, I mean, there's no quick fix as the number goes, okay? In the not-for-profit status, there's no quick fix. So listen, we were going to charge him $250. We had him in category three. and that's, you know, with the not-for-profit status, if they went to Category 4, it went to $900 for the one night, and that was too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, when you get to the numbers again, too, the Board of Aldermen do know that these numbers that we're asking is a test. And they, you know, they're not sure. None of us are sure is that these numbers are, you know, the best way for us to go. So, you know, we're not going to have an opportunity to negotiate with the Boys of Summer for the spring, because I think that's what we would have ended up doing, and not and really looking at the fee schedule and maybe talking about, you know, adjustments for next spring based on the numbers that, you know, these numbers are beginning numbers. Again, they are possibly adjustable based on the information that, you know, we gather when we start doing this stuff.
Yeah, it's all new.
Well, yeah, but you
it's
know, we want to keep a good relationship with people that have been cooperating and working with the city the best we can.
Right.
It would be nice to see a resolution on this as quickly as we can. I mean, I know we've been trying to be fair. They've been nice. They've done their thing that we asked them to do. So it would be good if we could get this rectified somehow.
Well, okay. Great. That is great. And that would be great. I don't know without the Board of Aldermen. I don't know that we have the authority to talk different numbers with anybody. The Boys of Summer wanted to come back in November as well, so there is another date that was being pursued. However, no longer at this point. But I don't know how. Again, the 900 to them is too much. So if it's not Category 3, which was 250, they can't do it. So,
okay.
You know, how does that get done?
Dennis, well, that's based upon... Pardon?
Dennis, do you know if they have applied for their new number?
Well, the indication I got through the email was that they're not going to be able to pull it off. You know... I
said, with some of the stuff that I did with other organizations, if they had a pending number, we would accept it.
Okay, that's fine with me. But is that fine with everybody?
Not even pending.
Now, I don't know if this is retrievable, okay? I mean, if we decide that, and it, first of all, can we decide that? I mean, you guys, can you guys decide that? And is this retrievable?
Well,
there's two major
Dennis,
questions there.
When we get further down the agenda, because I was looking at the bottom agenda, the requirements to do these things are pretty simple. The question is, I have to appreciate what John is saying right now, John Bittman, is that the fact that if they have a number pending, then pretty much that's going to probably be the go for that, no? Unless, because we want to meet the requirements that the board has set. So we're willing to do that, but we still have to do what we can for any of our citizens or any of these people that we've been working with.
Right, if it's in the parameters, and they're applying for the same number and we've worked with them before, we would of course go ahead with that. I mean, it would go to us without even going to the Board of Aldermen, as long as we're following the parameters of this case is this money in this case is, and that's going to go on for like a first year trial. So nothing going to change.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the worst that could happen is that if they have a tentative number, pretty much they're probably going to get a permanent number, would you think?
Well, I think they had one, and I don't know, again, I don't know much about it as to, you know, how you apply for those things or how you re-up them. You know, is it an annual thing? Probably something that needs to be done annually, but I'm not familiar with it. You know, listen, and all the men reached out to me, basically informing me that, you know, they are not, informing me that this number is, you know, it no longer exists for them. Okay. And, you know, it pretty much seemed to me that there's a reason why that was being said. In other words, you know, you don't have them in the right category, you know, and that's what I read into it. And so that's kind of how, to me, it was being portrayed. Now, it'd be really good if we could sit down and discuss.
But the alderman reached out to you before or after they gave you the guidelines for allowing the use of the property of the parks?
Well, the guidelines we've had for a long time. It's just the application indicated that the not-for-profit status was apparent, and you know, the number was given. So that puts this this group in category 3. Category 4 is basically 100% commercial. Okay, and obviously the status that the Boys of Summer had didn't have them in that same category. You know, I was being informed that the number no longer existed, so that status no longer existed, so that they should be. I don't know if it didn't really say they should be relooked at, but you're going to see. I'm going to get this stuff to you maybe tomorrow because I think we have to. Okay. What was said just quickly, the first date for the Boys of Summer was tomorrow. Okay, it's the 14th. So I don't know that, you know, if you think that this is something you want to repair, and the Boys of Summer are interested in listening, tomorrow's going to be real tough. I'm quite sure they might be interested in listening if that's what can be achieved here.
And you pursue it with John and find out how soon they can get this corrected and go from there. Unless it's going to be months and months or something, you know, because we got to go by the rule.
It didn't seem that easy. I don't know if Janine's still there, and because I don't know if she knows, but how.
I didn't want to jump in out of place, and I just have to say, Dennis, we do thank you for everything that you have put into this. They have, it was the total oversight. The number expired in June. They just were unaware that it expired. They reached out to renew. They were told due to COVID, there is a backlog. It will take a little bit more time, but they are in the process of getting a new number.
Do you have a file number for that?
I would have to check with John, but they did call right away.
I have a number. I have it. I have the application.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's the file number. I have a number. The number was plugged in, and the result was, I guess it goes through the IRS. I mean, I didn't really examine.
Yep. Huh? I need to do that for an organization I belong to. So it goes to the state and the IRS, both, actually.
Well, I mean, do you guys, is this the direction we want to head? And I recommend it for sure. But I'm not on the commission.
I think we want to rectify it if we can as soon as possible.
Right. You're an agent of this board. You work for us, Dennis. So we'll go with your opinions too as you're going with ours.
Okay. That's clear to me.
If this seems clear, you got numbers. They're showing that they're making a credible effort under the conditions of COVID and everything to get this done. Then I'm not sure that we shouldn't do what we can to help them. And then if for some reason that we miss something, we can withdraw. Is that correct? I mean, if there's some mistake and we can't fix this for some reason, then we just have to tell them that they'll have to discontinue whatever Dennis decides as we go forward. Does that sound credible to everybody?
Right. Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
I concur.
Well, it sounds to me like hopefully they're not that upset, and because I think it sounds like, you know, we really want to fix it, and will they let us?
Well, I mean, then that would be their determination then. I mean, it's that simple. Contact John. If he says no, then there is no reason to go further. But if they're interested in working with us to get this rectified, then I think that your judgment based upon the information you have is credible. And I think we could go forward to help these people.
All right. I'm on it.
I mean, that to me makes sense, because if they're going to be able to get this thing, there's a backlog. We all know that this COVID thing is messing up everything. And we gotta believe that somebody who's been credible for the last 3 or 4 years is making an effort at doing the right thing. I would think so anyways. And if not, like I say, we could start. And then if for some reason they can't get this number, then we'll have to tell them that would be the end of going forward, as if they have the number. If that's what everybody believes we should be doing. Because I thought our intent was to do whatever we can, but a maximum amount of people in our community to be able to play sports. So.
Absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Good.
Okay. Well, it's clear to me where what direction I'm going. So
okay.
I'll keep you posted on that. I still will share with you everything I have, and we'll reach out and try to mend that fence.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I hope everybody else is on board. Well, I mean, it actually comes back to you anyways, Dennis, and to make the decision. And you did bring it before for the committee, which is, you know, the way to do it. So I think we're all in agreement that this is the direction we should be going.
Yep.
So. Do we have anything else on your report that we need to
know
about?
Oh, yeah, I got.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Just one other thing.
Hold on.
One other thing. Whoever, you know, reported it to you, you should make sure you go back to them and let them in on what we discussed tonight and, you know, how the board feels.
Will do.
Very good.
This doesn't seem like it was an attempt to fool anybody. It's just a fluke. It should be able to be fixed. That's how I see it. I mean, it's noble that somebody found this information and for whatever reason, I don't know if they think something is done under the table or something, but if that's not the case, this is legit. We should just do the right thing. And so Dennis, I believe, is going to do that.
Well, we're going to try to move forward.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. I do have some other things to talk about real quick. I'm not, you know, that we went in depth there. Program-wise, you know, Little League is hanging in there. They still are trying to get onto Payton Field as much as they can. We've had some setbacks for them in that regard. Of course, the school programs are going right now, except for varsity football, but our Leo F. Ryan facility and Payton Park are rather busy, and there were some times where we were using Payton Field for other sports, and Little League couldn't get on there. We also had a mouse infestation in our control box for the football field lights, so we lost those lights for a couple weeks, which caused some of our activities to go up to Payton as well. So we're back to normal with them. Little League, I think, is going to try to go to the end of October. The virus has caused some sports to, like, redirect their schedules. And, you know, we have them playing, Little League's playing now, and it's October, which is, you know, not ordinary. We also have, we have no Pop Warner football team, but the cheerleaders have stayed the course and are ongoing. And right now they're looking to get into the Veterans Community Center, which is causing me scheduling problems. I got to figure something out because they have been in there in the past for many years. And we kind of went in a different direction scheduling wise at the community center, thinking that they were going to just fold up their tents like the football people did, but they did not. So that's a little headache for me. The other headache about that is they want to go to a national tournament. Pop Warner's not having it, and they want to go to one in February. So they're asking for gym time at the community center through February, which is not going to be easy for me. You know, that's right through basketball season. Other than that, we talked about the Payton Park problem. We have a girls' high school basketball league that started a couple weeks ago. It's run by Maria Conlon, Sunday afternoons at the community center, which has started out rather well. We all know Maria and her history. Getting her involved with a program in our building, in our town, is pretty good to me, pretty good for us. We're trying to see if that's something that we can latch on to. What else do I have? I think that's it. Shelton High School and Shelton Middle School just closed for 14 days, I think today, which is a little scary. And that may be something that comes our way soon, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might be starting to see numbers, unfortunately. I don't know what those are yet, but I suspect that you're correct.
The other thing, I normally we have youth basketball. And I have no idea what's going to happen with that. I have to reach out to the Board of Ed and see if anyone's going to be permitted in the schools other than their own people who right now they're not doing much with their own people. Not clear on whether they're going to permit anybody else to come in. I may have a problem with Derby Youth Basketball. Our coaches are, you know, our parents. You know, it's not the most, I don't know, structured thing going. It's not like a high school program where you have paid coaches and, you know, everything's pretty much in order for them. It's a little bit more difficult for us. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. There may be a chance that we're not able to do it. Hey, we're making pretty good money at the community center. We're renting the basketball gym decently, and we do one-on-one swim lessons. And we do 50 to 60 a week. So, yeah, we're right now we're taking it about $1,200 a week, averaging, which is pretty good for us.
Yeah.
We've made an adjustment with some things that we can do, and they're actually working out better for us financially. However, we're going to have to help out like the girls cheerleaders and stuff like that. We won't be getting the kind of money we get from other things to accommodate them. But balance is important too. So, but right now, we're doing pretty good financially. I think that's it for me.
Okay.
That's it for me, unless there's any questions.
I don't know if anybody have any questions for Dennis.
Not yet.
Okay. So then we can go on to the updates. The problem I have right now, Karen, is I can't read the first one under B because my printer somehow skipped. Could you tell me what that reads?
It says conditions for the use of facilities. These were all things that the Board of Aldermen approved in August, and I just put the forms on there for everybody
okay.
See, there should have been attachments also with the minutes.
Yeah, does everybody have a copy of these things that were? It's pretty in depth. It's 22 pages, right? Is that the one you're talking about, Karen? It's 22 pages of documents on the use of the Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park, The Flippo Field Use and Facility Policy? Yeah, is that the one?
Exactly, yes. And like I say, these are all been approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Yes.
Discussed by you guys repeatedly.
Yes. So
it's more of an informational than that you have to take any actions.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I did notice one thing, though. Dennis, I don't know how. This looks like it's going to be a headache to deal with because it's pretty in-depth. I read the whole thing over. I don't know if everybody else read all the details. Yeah. I'm pretty astute at these things, and this was a little complicated for me. And I understand why they did it. It was a necessary document, but it's very in depth. It's very long. If everybody hasn't read it, you've got to take a look at it. There's applications, there's rules, there's regulations, it indicates money and stuff like that. It looks like somebody put a lot of work into it.
If you read it really closely, and you'll notice that it's some of the same stuff that the Board of Ed uses, and they dot their I's and cross their T's.
Sure they do.
Yeah, but the way I would look at it is, if you were to obtain an application, for starters, we would just look at and see what that application, who they are and what they want to do, and search in there for what they're doing. Because nobody's going to do everything in there to cover every request and every, policy request that's in there. It's going to pertain to the individual activity that is renting the great room or the field or the football field or whatever.
Yes.
And you can simplify it when you garret the specific activity to the language in there. And you know what? And maybe down the road, it all gets simplified. But, like Ronnie said earlier, this is all brand new. That is too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed complicated when I read it because I might not have been looking for one specific thing, like I want to rent. I'm such and such a person. Where do I find that? I understand that part. As long as, we've kind of pushed this all to you because you're the one that's got to make these decisions. I just want to be sure that you got a good grasp of these things.
I don't know if everybody knows,
there's a lot of rules,
Dan,
and regulations in here too.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody knows, Andy, that me, Andy, and Ed Arnault, we examine the applications and go over them so that, we know that all the information is accurate. Of course, we didn't bother with that number. It is the three of us right now. Correct, Dan? I hope.
It will be once we get an application, then we can be specific to look at the details of it.
Yeah,
that's good.
But I mean, when I just looked at it, it just looked like a large document to me. And I do appreciate
really
the
is.
Fact that the board, they obviously did a lot of good work on this. It reads like a law, but it is, it's a good document. It's just something that we have to really understand. So you said, Karen, that you gave that copies of these things and everything, and Mark put that on the city website also.
Yep.
So it's available. Anybody that needed it could get it. Mark, I got to say, you do a good job. I don't know if you can hear me, but anyways, he did put this on the city website, so it is pretty clear to the public if they want to find this stuff out where it is. So I guess if this is, we've already decided, the board is made up their mind, they take our recommendation once we do these things, and so I think we're ready to go with that, unless we've missed something. Unless Ronnie still wants to join in with the other three guys to review all of these.
I read it, but I wasn't even going to waste to make all the paper copies. I think we're good. Like, now it's informational and what we can follow and where we can find the stuff, you know.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to do that, just like Dennis says. I mean, it's until we get it, after a while, it'll be just like, it'll be easy, because it's like anything else. It looks complicated at the beginning, but it does rectify itself. So I think we're going to be okay with that. The signage thing for the Ryan Field complex, I'm still a little bit confused about that. Yeah. So is that's not in here, right? I didn't see that in the document.
No, that wouldn't be in there. No, that's not something that.
That's application.
That's different stuff. Yeah.
So the intent of that was so that the Board of Ed could say they're going to have a class and it's going to be down on the field and nobody from the public could be there during that time. That's pretty much what they're asking for, right?
Well, the class and the sport activities, practice and games.
You see, I think there needs to be, and anybody can correct me, I think there needs to be some discussion about, that would be like saying we're not going to use this field anymore except for sports.
Right.
Because every time somebody from Derby High School or middle school or whatever school is practicing, at the end of it for the rest of the city. I thought our intent was to maximize the use of these facilities for everybody in Derby. If we start saying that during practice or games, and I'm sure that there's a reason why they're saying it. I just don't know what that is. During a game, I can understand. I just don't understand practices. We always had people walking around the field during almost any practice that anybody's had. So
games.
I'm not sure.
There's a game. That means the parents can't come. Nobody can go on to watch their kids, or no public. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, games, they would have spectators. Maybe games is – Well, what they're asking is you're not going to be doing laps on the new track during a game. You could be sitting in the bleachers watching the game, but
that's okay.
Yeah, but that wouldn't happen anyway. Okay, so games is a little it's not really the most thing to get to attach it to. This is more so the classroom activity and the practices, I would say.
But that would be relinquishing, under that circumstance, that would be relinquishing everything that we have up there to the Board of Ed to make all the decisions, who's going to be there and when.
It's headed that way.
Why would we want to do that? There's no reason for us then.
Right. Yeah,
I have a problem with that, with the classes and phys ed type of thing. During a game, I understand, and then maybe even during the practices. I mean, somebody could get hurt being run over. But for phys ed and for classes, I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, well, we have the authority here to make the recommendation to the board, or it could just stop right here for now.
Well,
we were walking the other day, and there was about 11 physical ed kids there. There was no problem with the grown-ups walking around.
No, listen. You're not gonna say this is what they're talking about. You're not gonna see that. I don't think. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You're not.
I haven't seen the signage, but it kind of sounds like.
Taxpayers pay for that field.
Well, that's what happened.
Taxpayers, you gotta think. We're the taxpayers, guys.
That's what
we
came up during.
Walk.
That's what came up during the building committee for the field. That grant money was used from the state so that you could not shut down that field.
That's right. That's right. I remember
like
that.
To anybody. They can't shut us off
because
of there.
They used grant money. So how this plays into that, but I know they told us if there's grant money, taxpayers from the state used, you cannot shut down that field to the public unless, nighttime or certain. But.
And if there's 11 kids in a class, it's not going to bother anybody, or they're not going to, the grown-ups aren't going to bother the kids.
Since when has phys ed happened down on one of the fields? Does that normally happen?
Well, I'll explain that a little bit. First of all, we never have what we have. we've never had. So, you know, I mean, everybody wants to play with the new toy. Second of all, with the virus, they probably do try to get out of the building as much as they can.
We understand that.
Yeah.
But I still don't think they, for classes and phys ed, that they should shut the field down. I don't think it's right.
Well, see, if they're going to determine that what a class is or all these things, then our purpose is not any purpose. If the Board of Ed's going to decide when the field's open and when the field's closed, I think we need to have discussion. We need to have honest discussions with them. What is their intent or their purpose so that we could fix this? Because otherwise, next week, somebody could make another sign and say, I don't know, if Joe Schmuck walks on the field, nobody could be within the vicinity. I think we have to be careful. It's not ownership. It's the fields, even the field house. I recognize that Ms. Payton was very good and very generous to this community, and we appreciate that. But I also know from the beginning, we said that it's still a city complex and field when it's all said and done. We're not looking to wrestle anything out of anybody's hands that wasn't already available to us. So the problem is if this was going to be turned over to the Board of Ed, it should have been, and it would be a done deal, and then the citizens have to find some other place to go. But I don't think that's the intent of the city, unless I'm missing something.
I don't know that the city could. I doubt it.
You can't with the football field, because that was grant money. You have to allow whatever. I don't think that's the intent of the school. I think they're trying to protect the students from COVID right now. I think that's what this is all about. And that's an honest concern. I believe it's an honest concern. But I also believe that this needs to be worked out in a proper manner so that we don't get this kind of confusion. Because that could mean that if I'm a teacher and for 1 hour I want to bring 10 kids down, once those kids hit the field, everybody else got to go. That's a problem.
And it's so hard to control. There's no way to control. That would probably fall more on an attendant, of course, than the janitors. But there's no way you can really patrol that. And it's not fair to people that they drive there and all of a sudden, oh, they're shutting it down right now. Or tomorrow it might be this time, you know.
Yeah. Dennis, do you have copies of these signs so we can see what they say?
Well, yeah, they're in Ed Arnold's office. There's maybe four. Is there four of them or at most half a dozen? Yeah, they're not real big. They don't say a real lot.
Okay. Maybe the implication is they are. As bad as it sounds.
Well, you could take a picture and have.
Well, it is. It kind of is as bad as it sounds, and the sign is not, you know, a terrible sign, but what it's asking for, could be terrible.
So who decided it then? Who decided it? Superintendent?
Well, I guess so. I guess I'm going to, I don't know who else to say who initiated it.
Because
it's initiated to the Parks and Rec Commission, and if so, on to the Board of Aldermen.
Okay, so we need to take
a
look at
it. You made up the signs. I guess you
could say that. You're right, Beth. You're right. So, yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, it's a done deal. Well, I don't know. I know that it is.
Well, it can't be a done deal if we haven't voted on it.
No, I know. Well, you make the signs up before you. It's done. You're expecting a done deal. And, I don't know that. I don't know you're going to want to go in that direction. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, right now, the consensus on the board is we're not in favor of this. Maybe you can take a picture of those signs and get it out to us, and we can continue this next meeting. I don't know how important it is.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ron.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very significant thing. This is saying that we have authority, but not really if the Board of Education decides to trump that authority.
No, we have the authority. They don't have the authority over us for fields.
Because we're talking rental. We're talking use of the fields and everything. So if you put a sign up like that, the minute they bring students down there, everything else is off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to, I agree with Ron. I think we need to discuss this more in depth and maybe get somebody from the Board of Ed, because we don't seem to have anybody here this evening, to discuss that with us, to tell us what their intent is. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think as always, we're in charge of Parks and Recreation.
Absolutely.
It should go through us first.
Right. I agree 100%. That's exactly what I'm saying, because we could limit the use by other people in our community. And I'm sure even Ms. Payton wanted everybody to maximize the community. I know she's interested in the Board of Education too, but the fields are for the entire city. So I think we need to visit this on it as one of our next agenda topics and for action even, so that we can give a proposal to the Board of Aldermen as soon as possible. Because we want to be fair to the Board of Ed too, but we also want the Board of Aldermen to see where we're coming from. We want them to know that we're protecting the best interests of the community.
I mean, and actually, what does the state grant say when we got the grant from the state? It says that we can't, if I understand.
Well, that would be partial, though, John, because the building and the baseball field was funded privately, and the football field was by the grant. So I think that's why we need to. But however, even with that said, everybody understood the Board of Ed was more than happy to turn it over to us as soon as it was completed. And we accepted it. And because of that, I think we're the ones responsible to determine how that those fields are going to be used, just as Bev had said.
And the biggest problem.
This is about the football field, everybody. It's about the football field. It's not about the baseball field. Well, it is, but no one's going to be walking around the baseball field when there's a baseball game going on or practice it's basically the track is really what they're zooming in on, because even if people are on the field, you're not going to get a renegade group to take the field, you know, when there's something structured on the field. I think it's mostly down below. It's not really about the baseball field. It's the lower area, which is the state grant area.
Right.
It's really not about the private area.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's more specific to what we were talking about there. So it's just that there are times during the day And you know, as things start to get a little bit better, people want to be outside. The use of that track is important to these people. There's a lot of people don't go to a gym anymore. They can't go to the places they used to, and they don't want to be on the street. So I think we have to accommodate as many people as possible. So,
go ahead. You probably got another month of the schools coming down and the sports. With no football, we won't go all the way to Thanksgiving, I think. I doubt it. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of time left on this. And probably not during the winter is when would it be any time where you need to worry about it. But yeah, it's going to kick up back in the spring.
Yeah, so we should visit it at our next meeting. And as we already know, because of that application to the city, that the city had refused because of the liabilities for football. That became a problem then. So, but that was a done deal, and that was done honestly, because that has everything to do with insurances and potential liabilities. So,
yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Does everybody know about that? I didn't report that. That was something that hung around for a couple of days and didn't materialize. But does everybody know about that?
What was that?
No.
The football program that was looking to rent our football field.
Well, I haven't heard about it.
No, I haven't heard about it.
Well, it didn't get too far. I received a call from I received three or four calls from different football startup travel programs, okay? When the CIAC you know, the fall season, these things kind of came out of the woodwork. One of them was Doc Conway was involved, and Derby was looking to possibly get into the league. So they contacted me. They were talking about, you know, a whole bunch of teams that, you know, like 12, talking about maybe renting the Flippo Field Saturday for three games, Sunday for three games, for like, I believe it would have been 6 to 8 weeks. It could have gotten up the finance to it. Could have got up to around $20,000. But, you know, after talking about it for a few days, Andrew went to the attorney, and he nixed it immediately. Come to find out, you know, they weren't just talking to Derby. They were talking to everybody. They were just throwing the mud on the wall, hoping that it stuck somewhere. They are playing in Woodland. They're playing in Meriden, and they're playing at the private facility up in North Brantford. So somebody said yes, but we said no. And it probably was the right thing. It would have been chaos for me, but it would have been 6 weeks of chaos, and it would have ended, which wouldn't be so bad. If Derby was getting in, it might have been worth it to me. you know, that did happen. It was only for a few days, but it didn't work out.
Okay. All right. I don't know if there's anything else. So we'll bring back up that sign thing. And maybe in between we can talk to Doc or whoever else to see what their flavor is on this thing too for the signage. It may be no big deal. Might be able to clarify itself a lot easier. It's just sometimes that when we go to do something, we want to make sure everybody knows. And that's a case of I wasn't even sure when we were talking about the sign where that came from. So now that we know, we can actually all deal with it. So, I don't know. Was there anything else?
Nope.
Had the attendance be approved by the Board of Aldermen last week also. So, I don't know whether they've been hired yet, but the position of attendance has been cleared by Board of Aldermen.
With the attendant, I wrote a letter to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation requesting that they move the $4,800 from the special working balance into the attendant line item, the paid-in fieldhouse attendant line item in that budget. So I've got to get that to Keith McLiberty, which I wasn't able to do today based on City Hall being turned upside down right now. But I'll be doing that, and hopefully they move that money. Honestly, if the Boys of Summer came tomorrow night, that was going to be our first rental. And you know what? I was going to be the attendant because, you know, I just want to be there for the first thing that we do. So I wasn't really going to go there anyway. Don't know when the next time we might need one. So the urgency isn't really all that much. And, but I know that, and, we'll hopefully get that into the budget and be ready, when they're needed.
Did you hire anybody yet or have a potential?
No, because, you know, I want to talk to the mayor about that, but not right now.
You don't want to go to his house tonight.
I was going to give it a little time.
Cut him back 2 days from now.
Yeah. No, but he might want to be involved. He might have some thoughts.
Yeah. Okay.
I would go for starters.
Yeah. It was just for one attendant, right?
My feelings are, I would be looking at three people. Not thinking that, you know, every time we needed one, the same person could make it. I have some thoughts. There's a couple of people that live very, very close by that are interested. I like that idea. you know, because that involves them with the place, and you know, they're close by, and so we get a little bit more out of them than just, you know, showing up for their shift. You know, we got ears and eyes, huh?
You're just working out of the same budget money, but you could have other people. You're right. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's what he was talking about before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Anything else, Karen, that you could think of before we move on?
No, I think that covers everything that I can think of.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody want to talk about adjournment then, Ron?
Motion to adjourn, 8:13.
Oh, we have a motion. We got a second?
I do.
Second.
Oh, I gotta get back.
Bev is the second. Okay, thanks everybody. Appreciate it. So,
everybody stay safe.
All right, everybody else, stay safe too. All right, good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.